attack. No skipping the intro this time. Clogla here, your chickadee in love with the sky. While the raiders raid, the choke chokes, the shroud glooms, whatever you have going on, I'm here for you. Listeners, if you haven't heard from the broadcast earlier today, allow me to recap. There are several riots still ongoing in the western city of Gateway in the wake of Representative Rotterdam of the NCR being murdered. This incident occurred while Representative Rotterdam was conducting talks to formalize relations with the council. During the riots, there was an attack and theft at the compound of the Anchorage Expeditionary Force. We have just received an official transcript of a statement given by one Colonel Anderson, Chief of Security, about what happened. It reads, quote, "At approximately 1000 hours this morning, a small group of well-armed and highly trained individuals used the already then developing riots in Gateway as a cover to assault the Expeditionary Forces compound north of the city. The assailants are believed to have snuck in with a group of civilians seeking shelter from the violence in the streets. The attackers fired their weapons from the midst of these refugees, seeming in a callous effort to cause as much chaos as possible. In the initial confusion, some 25 volunteers were killed as they attempted to assist the protection and evacuation of non-combatants from the scene. The specific number of terrorists killed or apprehended is and will remain classified until our internal investigation is complete. Among those wounded in the fighting was the Expeditionary Forces Director, Thomas Atai. Director Atai sustained multiple gunshot wounds and is currently in critical condition. He is being flown back to Anchorage as we speak. An additional 15 volunteers remain grievously injured, and still more are being treated for a variety of injuries. At this time, it is believed the attack was motivated by a desire to steal technology and materials recovered by AEF agents operating in the greater SeaTac area. Specific details of what items were stolen and their purposes are classified until our internal investigation is completed. I am, per the regulations laid out in the Expeditionary Forces Charter and in accordance with my position as Chief of Security of the Force, assuming direct control of the operation until such time as I am relieved by leadership in Anchorage. To all volunteers in the SeaTac area, effective immediately, you are instructed to return to the Gateway compound and await further orders from leadership. Furthermore, all auxiliary operatives and agents of the AEF in the field are requested to return to Gateway at your earliest convenience. We have work for you. This report sheds a lot of light on the incident and raises some questions about the motives of the assailants. Before we dive in further, let's take a short break. Here's something slightly more upbeat. I would say we were good together.
Come to an end. We're letting that you hurt me too. Then we make love when we are done. Breaking up and then get back together. You're the trigger to my gun. Like everything that's bad in life is coming to an end. We're letting go, drifting apart. It's no use trying to pretend. And I know that it's over. Got the look on your face. It's so hard to explain, but the worst is the pain when you're bringing up my name.
Welcome back, folks. That was Gloria Please by Gloria Tells. Okay, let's dive right in. The reports from Colonel Anderson and those on the ground indicate this group was highly trained and well armed. Much like their flag, a dove emblazoned upon a black background, it has been noted that along with supplies and volunteers, as well as apparently agents out in the field, the AEF is known to house serious firepower. There aren't many groups in the SeaTac region that would be bold enough to carry out this kind of attack. If any information is found about the assailants, you can submit the information to any council official, any member of the AEF, or any guard from Vault 6, they'll get the information where it needs to go. Speaking of, this transcript was given courtesy of one in love with the Sky 2. Thank you, Sky 2. And do you have any information that you just need to get on the airwaves? Let's talk about it. Send a signal along carrier frequency 578. I'll find ya. Alright, let's do a quick roundup of stories we're still tracking. Glint McClintock is still at large, though Vault 6 is actively seeking him. He doesn't have long, and we'll update you as soon as we know more. Emporium is still silent. There is no longer an enforced quarantine. There just aren't any reports coming from there. What I can say is those that made it out of Emporium and into the caring hands of the followers of the Apocalypse have mostly fared well and are recovering using a treatment pioneered by one Dr. Tanner. The Alpha Beta Omegas of the University of Washington have noted that they have some additional room for pledges if you'd like to try out. Go Huskies! Vault 199 has largely recovered from the incident involving the caravan. Brother Caleb still has a call out for justice, but by and large, peace has returned there. Though there are now some allegations involving abuse inside the walls. Crazy Raider Josie, this time carried on the shoulders of a large raider, holding no weapons but covered in spikes, has proclaimed, "It is going to be windy, so very windy. They shall all blow in the wind soon." She kept repeating this as the spiked man carried her away. SeaTac, things aren't great. The riots look to be going on through the night, though officials have asked for calm. I'm also asking for calm. Formal relations with the NCR don't look promising. The AEF is on high alert. But here we are. Glint will be caught, one way or another. Polls are now closed and new leadership is coming to the council. The Port Authority still trades, and we have story after story of people trying to make it out there. And I say to them, keep going. And to everyone else, keep safe, SeaTac. Alright, that's all for now. Here's some music for you. Cast Radio is a fictional in-universe drama covering a group of friends playing through an original campaign based in a post-apocalyptic Seattle called SeaTac, leaning on the Fallout universe as well as other post-apocalyptic elements. All the music used in this podcast, along with extras, license information, and info is in the show notes. The song you heard in this episode, a lot of them were by Håkon Eriksson, and one by Gloria Tells. Excellent song. Links are in the show notes. This podcast is produced, voiced, and recorded by me, JC. I go by Rainy J. But honestly, I could not do it without content and collaboration with wonderful GM Kat, who had quite a bit of writing credit on this particular script, as well as a lot of the story, honestly. Shoutouts to her as well as the players and all my friends. There's more. So in the real world, 2020, when this is being re-released in podcast form, there is a deadly virus going on all over the world and an election going on in the U.S. Though this coincidentally lines up with what is going on in the story, I want you to know that as sad as Chloe sounds in this, I am sad about this, and I hope you and your family are safe and healthy and stay safe and healthy. Honestly, everyone, just thank you for listening and be safe out there, and I hope you enjoy this and you're getting through this okay.